to look at. Right. You know, a part of that might be your primary modality that you learn from, whether it's visual or auditory, or, you know, whether you, you know, it's what you feel. You know, and one thing I didn't mention is sometimes with empaths that we have to be to look at is not, we not only can feel emotions, we can feel physical pain. Mm-hmm. And we have to be very careful not to take on other people's physical manifestations as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel like my tools are constantly shifting. This works for this, but maybe this other one really works for these situations. And I'm finding some new ones that I'm doing that are a whole nother another level. And I think, you know, that's something that as empaths and as, I guess as people anyways that we should be aware of, is that that we are constantly shifting and growing. And all the people who even teach this are constantly shifting and growing. So something that I used 10 years ago, I might not be using that now. It worked for me then. It's not working. You know, it's something else is for now. You know, to be in that space of allowing yourself to also constantly be growing, of constantly allow yourself to, you know, not to get too attached to any one thing, because it's we're shifting as human beings. We're shifting. Mm-hmm. So as our frequency shifts, something I might need to bring in something else to assist me in that time frame. You know, and it's, you know, recognizing that. You know, and Elena brought that up a little bit ago about, you know, how, you know, the different things we use to that, you know, and for me, and I'll be, you know, transparent, I know that one of the things that for me had helped me as a child is creating mass. Mm-hmm. And so what that means in holding weight, it grounded me. I took space, you know, and it's something that, you know, and that's something that I'm dealing with in this time and space, too. It's like, okay, that has worked for me, and I'm very grateful for it, absolutely grateful for it. And now I'm looking at, okay, maybe I can use other tools as well. So, you know, it's an ongoing process. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I'm not going to, that, you know, even though there's, like, amazing things that you know, who I am today and who I was when I was 10 and dealing with this is a very different experience. So,
yeah, and you know, it's really interesting. It's not that Robin and I feel like we've got this thing licked, but we've been, both of us have really made a process, made the inquiry into how does this all work. Really, it's our life's work.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are excited about this new way of sharing it, and our collaboration has been really, really fun. So we're going to move into, Robin's going to lead a meditation to help clear and balance chakras and the energy field. And then after that, I'll talk a little bit about the course just for a couple minutes, and then we're going to unmute everybody. We're going to make it so that you can unmute yourselves, and we can have more of a discussion, question, and answer period. So just wanted to give you a heads up. We are planning on being done right around 2:30. So just wanted to let you know that's what we're up to. So Robin's getting ready to do this. And so we are going to use the crystal bowls, and later I'll be using the metal Tibetan singing bowls as well. And we, in testing this technology and using the phone and this conference call system, what we discovered is that if, on some cell phones, the bowls and even our voices when we're doing toning sound really distorted. So we apologize if that occurs for you, and we will give you the link later so you can download this recording of this call and listen to it. And so if you're feeling distortion, you can just go ahead and pull the phone away from your ear and come back when it feels more clear.
Hey, right now, if we can all just get into a comfortable position, align your body. Now, one of the things that I know that as empaths, and it is very important for us to maintain our own energy, maintain our own frequency. And part of that is having our whole chakra system be aligned and open and flowing. And what I'm going to start actually with the bowls, and then we'll go into the meditation. Hopefully everybody can still hear me. I'm on the speaker now. So take a deep breath in through your nose and release the breath through your mouth. I call in the beings of the highest purpose, highest vibration, to assist us now in aligning our energy with Source, that we may be a grounded, fully expressed being as we hold our energy in light and love. Light beings, as you now are in a space of opening up to all of the beautiful energies surrounding you, you have these beautiful light beings here to assist you in absolutely stepping into your knowing, into your power of being. We ask that you breathe and be consciously breathing in this beautiful white light of love to allow you to be a balanced energy so that you may connect with others in a more harmonious way. Each color will connect into where that person is without you having to shift your frequency to match them. They will come to you and they will match your frequency. This is a very, very, very important part of being an empath, a sensitive, an intuitive. Any of these connect. This is really about the release of separateness. Those who are empaths are very connected to the oneness. This is why you are able to feel others' emotions. This is why you are able to feel what other people are experiencing, whether it's an individual or collectively around the world. But holding your energy will keep you from being at effect in the sense of it taking you rather than you being in control. This is your way of being conscious. This is your way of being clear. Once you know it isn't yours, you can come from a place of empowerment. We send you with light and love through this experience as we journey into your exploration of what it is that you are experiencing. We bless you with love, and we thank you for the invitation to join you today. Ashe.
Thank you, Robin and friends. So I invite everyone to gently, very gently, come back as far as you want. You don't have to come all the way back to your regular waking consciousness. You can stay as far out or deep as you like. One of the things when you have a very sensitive system, it's essential that you take your time coming back from these powerful energetic connections to regular life. When I was teaching preschool, we had this thing called transitions, and it was when you transitioned from one experience to another, so from circle time to outside time or whatever it was. It was very powerful to watch the children in this. And it was one of those tools that teachers needed to have, was how to get the group to make these transitions. So as an empath, as a sensitive being, it's really important that you remember that you don't not jar yourself from one thing to another, because your nervous system really takes a hit when you do that. And if you take it easy and do these gently, then your system can get ready for the next piece. Another preschool story for me is that I used to get really overwhelmed by the kids because they have so much energy and there's so much going on, and I was trying to help everybody and tune into everybody. So after a long weekend, I would often go to a coffee shop in the morning, get up early so I could go to a coffee shop and sit there and be in the world before I jumped right into preschool, because it was so shocking for my system to have all that input all of a sudden. So you can use that for yourself in whatever way works for you. All right. So I'm going to just talk very, very briefly about the workshop. I'm happy to answer questions about it, but I wanted to give you just the basics so that those questions, so we could spend time talking about more about empaths and sensitives than the workshop. So the workshop is actually a series of three workshops being held on three Sundays, July 10th, July 31st, and August 14th. Today is the last day for early registration discount for the entire series. You can take any one, two, or three that you want. Like if you don't want to take one or two, you can take three. The first one is called Empath Sensitives and Intuitives 101. The second one is Thriving as an Empath Today. And the third is Sharing Your Empathic Gifts in Service to Others. So we've divided it up. Of course, there'll be a lot of things that, you know, types of things that we do in each one, but we will do our best to keep them separate so we're not repeating ourselves, so each one will have value for everybody. They are from 10 to 3 each day, and we will be doing lunch as part of the workshop. So I think it's time to make it so you can talk to us. I have to say, it's very strange having a phone conversation with myself. So let me figure out how to do this here. So I'm going to... Does anybody have a comment or a question?
I do.
Okay, great.
Yeah, this is Mary. Thank you so much for this teleconference call. I think it's wonderful and a great vehicle to reach a lot of people. And I just want to make comment on the fact that both you and Robin touched on the fact on how important it is to know what is really ours and what maybe belongs to other people, and knowing what our boundaries are. And that for me has been one of my biggest lessons on this journey to being an empath, and I think that reminder is so good for all of us.
Yes, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I appreciate your comment as well.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. It's and that's something to...
We'll do a lot of work with that in the workshop, and you know, both Robin and I can read energy, so we are able to actually, when we have a person in our presence, and actually both of us can do this over the phone as well, look for places where your energy field might be weak, or places where you're taking on other people's stuff where it's not yours, and we can often read whether it is yours or isn't yours. And many other people can do that as well, and hopefully, as a result of doing some of this work, everyone's ability to make that distinction will be fine-tuned.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that. Do you have a question, Mary?
Thank you. No, I don't at this time.
Okay.
I just really appreciated, you know, the session on the phone, and I think it was wonderful. And as I said, I think it's a great vehicle to use to reach other people. And, so thank you so much.
Thank you. And I wanted to say one other thing. For people who might want to be more anonymous, since you know we are recording this call, is you can, if you push *6 and ask a question, you can make up any name you like.
All right.
And even if we recognize your voice, we won't say your other name. So just to be, so that you can be as anonymous as you like and be able to ask questions.
Absolutely.
Other thoughts or questions? Remember to push *6 if we aren't hearing you.
I think you can hear me, right?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I really appreciated you talking about the need for transition time because it's not something I had thought about, and I can, in retrospect, see that what I do is checkout. That when I go from being in my, you know, my centered quiet space with myself and then go out into the public, I check out to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so what my question is, what is just intent and recognition and awareness enough to do the transition, or do you actually need to do something environmental, like move from you know, real quiet into something that's a little more, and then into something that's, you know, more
right.
chaotic energy?
Yeah. I think it depends on the situation and on you.
Right.
You know, it depends on many things. My experience is that sometimes I can make really fast transitions, but it has to do, too, with how tired I might be, how well-fed I am. You know, for me, things like eating or drinking water or actually organizing myself, you know, and getting my stuff all organized before I leave the house, or cleaning up, like finishing at my desk, finishing.
Okay.
I'm a person that tends to jump from one thing to another, and I have found that it doesn't work very well for my system. I'm a real multitasker in my core, and I think that's a great skill, and I think we really have to watch that multitasking thing,
mm-hmm.
because as sensitive, it's a really great way to get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because your system doesn't know what it needs to be tuning into. What do you want me to do? You know, let me tune in over here,
yeah.
over here, you know. And so giving yourself time, and, you know, you may find that going out and getting in your car and making sure you get to somewhere early gives you the opportunity
cool.
to take a deep breath and collect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Abraham Hicks have this great, now it's not coming to me. They have a tool that, and the words won't come to me because I'm still sort of back in the meditation. My left brain's not working so well. They call it something about intention. I'll work on it. I'll email it to everybody. But they have a little thing where they call, it's like taking blocks of time and saying, this is what I'm doing right now, and this
mm-hmm.
is my intention for this block of time.
Yeah, that's cool.
And you do that. And then when you get ready to do the next thing, you say, oh, this is my intention for this next piece of time. And that gives you a time to actually shift energy in the middle.
Okay,
so there's some,
great.
Yeah, and
very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, it's really sort of an experimental thing for yourself, is to go, okay, if I'm shifting from this type of situation to this, I might need this tool. Or, you know, for me, if it's a gradual shift, then if I'm just setting the intention before I go just to ground myself is enough. And the other times I really need to do something more aggressive
mm-hmm.
if it's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes a moment. We're going, oh, okay, that didn't happen. You know, I'm wonky here, so I need to stop and do some grounding to shift it.
You know, I often recommend the bathroom. That's a great place to go. You know, very few people will say, if you go, I got to go to the bathroom. Very few people will say, oh, you can't go do that. You know, most people let you go, and that's a really great way to get away from something. You know how some people have those real tentacles? They kind of grab onto you. And it's really hard to get away out in public somewhere. That's a great thing to do. And I've advised people to do that who have jobs where they get overwhelmed in their job. Is you can go in the restroom and take a few deep breaths. And so there's a lot, you know, there's so many tools. Since I've been studying energy medicine, I have a whole new
mm-hmm.
repertoire of tools that I am just in love with. And we will teach some of these in the workshop. Because Robin and I have both been using them. In fact, Robin's doing energy, the daily energy routine every day when she's at Quiet Star. So on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, she's doing that to sort of open the center and work with the energy here. And that's been really wonderful, too.
So funny, and you said the thing about the bathroom, though. It brought back a memory. I'm sorry, I have to just say, because that was where, as a child, I would go. And I used to try to figure out, like, okay, I could live in there. That was my sanctuary.
Yeah.
You know, it was
safe
like,
place.
I have water, I have a place I can lay down, and all these things. Anyways,
yep.
Sorry, I digress.
So, does anyone else have a question? Because I noticed that we're approaching the 2:30 mark. So,
yeah.
So thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Have
thank
a great
you.
Day.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, have
bye.
A great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.